Hello and welcome back. So my question to you today is, are you struggling to judge prophetic words that are given corporately or given to you for your personal life? As you can see, if you're on social media, you might not be on social media, many words are coming forth like never before. And some of these words are false and some of these words are true. And so in today's teaching, I am going to give you specific points, share my testimony, my experiences as well as a prophet, as God has taught me how to discern prophetic words. Okay, stay tuned. So first and foremost, my newest book I wrote, God, maybe 3 months ago, is a book I wrote called A Heart That Forgives, The Key to Inner Healing. So this book I wrote, God told me to write it because so many people struggle with forgiving themselves for past mistakes and also forgiving other people. And what I realized as a therapist is that people don't have strategy. You know, we always hear, you know, forgive, 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 but how? So this book here, it gives you step-by-step strategy on how to forgive yourself and how to forgive other people, okay? It's full of the Word of God. It's assessments in here. It's a workbook. It's a workbook, okay? It meets you exactly where you are. I also have it in a course format as well. And the course is amazing, by the way. So if you are an audio teacher, definitely go to my academy, www.empowerpurposeacademy.com to register for that. Or you can grab the book in my Lulu store or on the site in paper in ebook form. Okay. But I highly recommend get it in your hand. It feels different. It's like buttery soft. I love this book. Okay. It's very simple, straight to the point. It's not extra long. Okay. And it really help you to really break free from operating in unforgiveness and bitterness towards yourself or other people. Okay. Also, if you want to be a certified Christian life coach, that program is still open. It is self-paced. So if you go to the academy as well, you will be able to register for that. I have so many good testimonies from my students from the past and recently who have completed it and how it has blessed them. But not only that, what I love is that it has helped them to really get a vision, a blueprint of what God is asking them and telling them to do. So it's more than you becoming a life coach. You're also going to learn what your individual purpose is as well and get more clarity and strategy, you guys. Especially in this hour, it is so needed. God has need of all his people. There's never enough of people putting their feet to the ground and their hands to the plow. So if you feel led to register for that, definitely go to my site and you can register for that too as well. So I want to highlight those two things to you real quickly to let you know. I have so many other books and programs. But I'm not going to go into all that today, okay? And so as you can see today, the title is called How to Judge a Prophetic Word. How to Judge a Prophetic Word. And many people, they don't know how to do that, okay? And so before I go on to the teaching, let me go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and pray and then get into part one. And so, Father, I just thank you today for your word, God. Thank you for your people who are here listening now. For those who will come back and watch the replay, I pray, God, that this word will edify them. It will give them clarity. And the Holy Spirit, you just have your way on today's teaching. I surrender everything to you, my heart, my mind, my spirit, whatever you want me to say, I will say it, Lord. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. So before I get into it, I want to like lay down like a foundation of what is prophecy. But first of all, let's look at judge. Okay, to judge means to form, give, or have an opinion or to decide about something or someone, especially after thinking carefully. Okay, and prophecy is simply revealing the truth from God about the future. Okay, it's pointing you to future situations, future things, and things like that, okay? The purpose of prophecy is to edify the body of Christ, point you back to Jesus, and encourage you to repent, give direction, give counsel, give instruction, correct, warn, and prepare God's people. When you look at prophets in the Bible, this is what they do, okay? And so I'm not going to debate whether prophets exist today. They do. I'm a prophet. I'm God's prophet. There's so many of us out here, okay, that has different mandates, that operate on different levels, who either we're seasoned or we just emerging, right? And that's God's business, okay? Who God calls to be a prophet and actually carry that mantle is different than being a prophetic person, okay? I, for one, I can speak for myself. I carry the mantle of a prophet, right? And I know that, you know, people, God began to tell me who I was, I struggled because I knew that I operated differently. I knew that how I operated was not like the average, you know, quote unquote prophet according to the Bible. And not only that, you know, when I grew up, you know, in ministry, you know, I was always, I always saw people, you know, shouting, the Lord said this and the Lord said that, y'all know, right? And so because, you know, I wasn't doing that, I questioned. I'm like, Lord, what, you say I'm a prophet, Lord? And that's the whole story. All by itself, you guys. Okay, I'll get to that another day. But just know that you have a unique blueprint. So if God is telling you, you are my prophet, I have called you to walk in this mantle and office. Number one, do not expect to operate like anybody else. Okay, for one. For two, you're going to have to be sure of who you are in Christ. Y'all, it's so many layers to this. I'm not going to go into it. I want to so bad, but because of the teaching, I got to stick to the word. Okay. And so, and then a prophetic person, you know, can give prophecy, okay? And so I'm just going to stop there for now. So for me, the very first book I read when it came to, you know, being a prophet was by Apostle Jennifer LeClaire. And it was called The Making of a Prophet. And that book scared me, okay? I'm not going to lie, I said, God, you can have this bag. You got the wrong address. This is not for me. And I literally said, here, you can have it back. So for almost a year, back in like 2012, I struggled. I was like, me and God was wrestling for about a good year, you guys. I was like, nope. He was like, don't, nope. Like, I was being a little defiant, y'all, because not only that, because I understood the weight of the assignment. I understood that it costs you everything, okay? And so let's get into that. Many people look on social media and they glamorize prophecy. They glamorize, you know, being a prophet. You got, it is not a glamorous lifestyle behind the scenes, okay? Yeah, like I said, I'm dressed up. I got makeup on, whatever. Cool, right? I like to dress up, okay? But best believe in the background, there are days where I'm just like, I'm messed up, okay? I'm carrying weight of other people. I'm carrying the call on my life. The mantle is heavy at times. I go through warfare. You know, I like, God, this is too much. You know, I go through, you know, attacks from people and so much more. But over the years since 2012, God has strengthened me and he has matured me so much to where I don't faint easily. I don't just give up easily. I don't walk away from my call easily. Okay, because I've been through too much. I have been tested time and time and time and time and time and time again. I feel like I'm being tested every single week with something. It could be something very small or something very, very big, right? God will constantly test you to make sure that you are with him. So when I see people up here glamorizing, you know, prophecy, like it's kind of sickening to me because I'm like, do y'all understand the weight and the weight of, you know, a true prophet and what they carry? Okay. I have to be in prayer. I have to be disciplined. I have to be in prayer. Okay. At the time where I was doing that, I fell off for a season. God said, he yanked me up. Get back in your prayer closet. So our first assignment as prophets is to pray and to be in our word, okay? And above all, to teach God's people the word of God and point you back to Christ, not to Shakita, not to me, okay? Hey, 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 I wanted to just remind you really quickly that if you are interested in joining my email list, please do so. On my email list, I email people prophetic words, what God is saying, also about what I have to offer, such as books, resources, and things of that nature. So you want to stay in the know of what I'm doing and what I have to offer, I'll put the link in the description box. And so be sure to also visit my YouTube channel and subscribe there, because most of the videos or teachings you hear on this podcast is also on my YouTube channel if you are a visual person, okay? More than likely, you're probably not if you are here on this podcast. Also, don't forget to visit the Academy, where I offer so many certifications, so many workshops to help you to grow as a Christian life coach, a therapist, and so much more. And I also have another brand called Faith and Mental Wellness, where we have a podcast, a directory, and a summit. So be sure to go visit that as well. I will leave the link to that in the description box. So stay tuned to hear this episode. So please definitely keep it in mind whenever you are judging prophetic words. Are they pointing you back to Christ, or are they pointing them to themselves? Okay. So as I said earlier, anyone can prophesy and have the gift of prophecy. The word of God says to desire to prophesy because it edifies people, right? It don't say worship prophecy. And because people are always hungry for a prophetic word, people are so drawn to that particular ministry because they're looking for a good word. They're looking for something to give them clarity about their situation. There's nothing wrong with that. But your first person you should go to is to the Lord, okay? For Him to give you clarity about what He is saying, okay? And so, as I said earlier, over the past few weeks, especially on YouTube, it's just like this surge of people just coming forth, giving all these words, saying God said this and God said that. And some of them are lying and some of them are sent by the Lord. And so it can be overwhelming and you're not really sure what to believe or what to take in and what to digest, right? And so if you are overwhelmed right now with prophecy, I encourage you to take a break, pull back from social media, pull back from, you know, YouTube, wherever you are, you're hearing all these different words, and sit down with the Lord and meditate and allow Him to minister to you, to cleanse your heart. I had to do that on YouTube. I'm on YouTube too. I'm like, okay, I need a break. This is too much, because every time I'm scrolling or looking, it's always someone posting a video about something God said. I'm just like, oh no. Oh, this is too much for me. Okay. And so even the Lord got on me yesterday and He was like, I don't need for you to pull back. I need for you to go forth even more, because I need my people who are true to sound the alarm, to teach my people. And so God, I need a break. Give me a little time to get together, because I don't want people to be confused even more. He said, no, you're not confusing them. The people who know you, they trust you. They trust your voice. They trust the God in you. So I need for you to go forth. So here I am. I'm going forth. Here I am. All right. And so before I get into it again, I want to talk about the myths about prophecy. So one of the things that, you know, I've been told, I've heard, you know, growing up in ministry and church, is that no one can give you a word that you've never heard before. Meaning that if someone comes to you and say, hey, you know, the Lord is showing me this, 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 and this, and God never told you that, that they are wrong. That is a lie. That is a lie. I see that posted on social media or different platforms saying that if God didn't tell you and they told them, they are wrong. And so I can testify to my own personal life and also give you scripture to help you to understand how false that really is. So the very first thing is that, y'all, Jesus Christ was prophesied in the Old Testament for the future, for the New Testament, y'all. Prophecy. Those people had no idea that God was going to send a Messiah, send a Messiah until God told them. Second of all, let's look at Mary and Joseph. Okay. Mary had no idea that she was pregnant with Jesus until an angel of the Lord came to her and told her, hey, you're pregnant with the Messiah, pretty much. Right now, I'm paraphrasing. And so she had no idea, right? So it got her attention. And she's like, are you serious? Like, she was just like in awe. Her husband at the time, they were just actually engaged. He was like, what? Listen, I'm not married to her yet. We haven't had, you know, intimacy. How can she be pregnant? So like, they didn't believe initially. So the Lord sent a prophecy, the angel of the Lord, to let her know what she was carrying. And so for me, people have told me, Shakita, you're carrying this, you're carrying that. And I never knew. I never knew. So it pointed me back to God. It got, you know, God got my attention through that person for me to go to Him and say, okay, God, they're telling me this and this about me. Is this true? And God will say, yes, it is true. I am calling you to this. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Like, whenever God first told me that, you know, I was His prophet, the environment I was in did not receive me because I did not come packaged the way they thought I should come packaged. But when I would go and travel and go to different places, people would tell me, you were God's prophet. They didn't know me. They didn't know me. So they will confirm what God has told me as well. So don't think no one can tell you anything that you never heard before. That's not true. Okay. We want to go look at that scripture. Go look at Luke chapter 1, verses 28 through 35. And it talks about how the angel of the Lord came to Mary. He said, greetings. You know, she was afraid. She was afraid. Oh, my God. Like, what have I done to find favor with God? What's going on? Like, they knew that when an angel came to them, my God, that, you know, it was for a purpose. It was a heavy message that was coming to them, either to correct them, to warn them, to edify them, encourage them. And so much more. So do not despise a word that you never heard before. Okay. All right, you guys. So let's get into judging prophetic words. And I highlighted six different things here that you can definitely look out for. But before I get into that, let me look at you guys' comments real quick. Yes. Hey, hey, hey. I hope you are enjoying this episode so far. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a raving review. I also want to share with you more about Little Warriors in a Bottle. This is healing anointing oil that God instructed me to prepare back in 2015. I have received so many testimonies since 2015 about this oil. It is powerful. It has changed my life and others. So be sure to go visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com/shop to learn more about the oil. And while you're there, you can check out the new book that I co-authored called Just Say No, a number one international bestseller, where I share my story called What Trauma Stole From Me. It is amazing. It will inspire you and encourage you. And there are also 13 other authors who share their story about setting healthy boundaries. So that's it for our little break. Let's get back into part two of this episode. You're right. You know what, Birdie? I have definitely been meditating on that for a while. I said, God, I said, you know I'm a seer. I have dreams and visions. I've learned how to interpret my own dreams and visions. And so I've been going to him, asking him, okay, God, is it time for me to do a series on that? Because that's definitely like a layered teaching. And he didn't tell me no. He didn't tell me yes. But I am just waiting to hear what he has to say about that. But I definitely desire to do a teaching on that. But once again, it's going to be to draw you back to Christ, not to Chiquita. Okay. Everybody said wonderful. Yes. Yeah, sound the alarm. That's right, sis. Sound y'all sound the alarm too, right? Be obedient to what God is commanding you and asking you to do. So part two, okay, judging words. All right. First and foremost, okay, does the word you receive line up with the written word of God? Prophecy is not going to violate God's written word. Okay. All right. So just know that for me, like, I try my best when I'm up here teaching you guys and giving you guys like my wisdom and knowledge and what God has given me. I'm like, all right, God, I need a word. Like, okay, for example, I remember I had a word about how my Apple Watch had cracked. I had a vision that my Apple Watch had cracked, and I knew it was prophetic, but I didn't have the language. I didn't have the scriptures or anything to really articulate what God was saying so I can give it to you guys. I didn't filter it. You have to filter that word, okay? And so I waited. So maybe like a day or two passed by, and God began to speak to me about what it meant. He gave me scripture. He meant time was up, right? Judgment was here. And he gave me the word of God to back it up. And so so for me, people are so quick to hop on social media and they give a prophetic word without taking out time to filter that word. Okay, is this my flesh? Is this something that I watched last night? Like, what, you know, what is it? Like, is this word coming from somebody else? You know, you get to take out time to pray into that word. Even my dreams and vision, whatever God is showing me, I pray into it. And for me, that can look like this. Okay, God, speak to me. Or, you know, I might speak in tongues sometimes to kind of to clear my mind, clear my spirit, clear my heart, right? You know, being consecrated before the Lord, meaning like being consistent with him, with my time and my study, right? That makes it a lot easier for me to interpret and quicker too. And there are some things God tell me, wait, don't share it yet. I have prophetic words I received for people, okay, years ago, when God told me, no, it's not for now. But whenever the time is, you know, time for you to share that word with them, I will tell you for one. And number two, it's going to really encourage them to keep going and that they're on the right track, because I've given you this prophecy for them years ago. That makes sense, right? So I have to learn how to wait on the Lord and not to be anxious and so like, so quick to come up here to share a prophetic word with you all that I don't have clarity on. I don't want to do that. It's irresponsible. And so I see on social media, people are just posting all these random things without filtering anything through the Holy Spirit. That is dangerous. And it's very confusing for people, especially for those who are babies in Christ. Okay. All right, number two, does the word witness to your spirit? Whenever you hear that prophetic word come forth, how does your spirit interpret that? I know for me, if it's from the Lord, I will feel God's weight like fall on the word, okay? Whether he's speaking to somebody else and I'm watching the video or I see them in person, or he's speaking to me about me or whatever he's telling me, I can feel the weight of it. But not everyone will always feel that weight. So if you don't feel that weight right away, just wait. Okay, just wait. So Romans 8:16 says this, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And so to me, your spirit and emotions can definitely get entangled with each other. And so you have to be able to filter, okay, is what I'm hearing something that I desire to hear anyway? Because that can cause you that word to kind of like attach to your emotions. Okay, for example, like let's say, all right, you're praying for a husband. My okay, God, or wife, I want to get married. I want a husband. I want a wife. But if you keep seeing the same prophetic words, you know, about, hey, your husband is coming. Oh, this month, you're going to meet your spouse. Or this month, right? You need to be asking God, like, God, I'm emotional about this. I desire this. I really do. Lord, you know, is this word for me? You have to be able to filter that thing out, because it might not be your time. It might not be your time. Okay. Or you might be like Paul, you might be single, but Paul did say it's better to be single, right? For ministry's sake. But if you desire to get married, it's okay too. Okay. So you want to get married. That's a great thing. It ain't a bad thing. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, is that word speaking to your emotion or speaking to your spirit? I hope that makes sense to you guys. Okay. Number three, does it pass the test of counsel from spiritual leaders in your life? Okay. 1 Corinthians 14:29, let two or three prophets speak and let the others judge it. Okay. So for me, like there are some words that I might get. Just the other day, God gave me this like word, you know, about my family. And he said, share it with your husband. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, Lord, I need you to speak to him too. I need some confirmation. You know, I call my best friend. I'm like, girl, this is what the Lord, you know, he said. And girl, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, this is correct. All right. It's the timing, right? So you have to seek counsel. There's nothing wrong with seeking counsel. People say, oh, I don't want to hear what nobody else has to say. God has already spoken it to me. I know I hear him. And yes, for my case, most of the time I'm hearing him very clearly, but sometimes I'm not sure because I need to make sure that one, what, you know, the timing of it, you know, their spirit bearing witness to it as well. Okay. Proverbs 15:22 says this, without counsel, plans fail, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Okay. And so seek wisdom, but also take that wisdom back to the Lord. Okay. And be very careful about who you share your words with. Be very careful, because you can have a spirit of confusion. I definitely went through that season. Like, y'all, I'm telling y'all, I don't learn so much about prophecy and prophetic lifestyle. I learned so much, y'all. It's a lot. It's a lot. But, you know, God had to test me in that area, right? Like, look at that person's fruit. Look at their lifestyle. You know, are they just saying it or are they actually living the lifestyle with Christ? It's the difference. I can sit here and teach and preach to y'all all day, but I'm not living the lifestyle that God desires for me to live, then no one should be coming to me for counsel. That's to be honest. Okay. So the word instructs us to have prophetic words judged by other mature leaders and or prophets in the church. Okay. They don't have to be a prophet. They need to be a mature person of faith who has experience, who hears God, who know God's word, and they know God's heart. Okay. And they have a heart for you. Like, that's what I love about my husband and my best friend. They are very unbiased when it comes to me and my ministry. So if I go to them saying, okay, I need your spiritual hat right now, right? My husband knows how to turn around. Okay. And he's my spiritual leader. And he'll tell me, well, babe, this is what I hear God saying. Or let me meditate on that. And I get back to you. Right. Or I'll call my best friend. I mean, me and her, we're spiritual anyway. So I might share with her. I'm like, hey girl, I just want you to know, I don't think God is saying that. I think you know, change your perspective on this or on that. Because we all have blind spots. Right. So we all should be seeking wise counsel from those who love us, who love God and care about our well-being and our relationship with God. Okay. Number four, this should be first, but I was writing everything out and this came like number four, but ask God. The Lord can give you revelation about whether a word is true or not. Okay. And so simply begin to ask God questions. And for me, you know, I've learned to use this right here. First of all, Lord, just a word from you. If God tell me yes, then I'm like, when, where, how? And I'll ask him questions about that, you know, about that word. Sometimes he'll tell me, you're going to have to wait. Or I will let you know when. I'll let you know where. But first, do this. Stay right here where you are. So it's so important to go to the Lord and get clarity about prophetic words, especially personal prophetic words for sure. Okay. So make sure that you're going to God and you're getting clarity from him about a word. And here's another thing, you guys. People come forth, right, and begin to give a prophetic word, but then somewhere down the line during that word, they get in their flesh and they can start to give you words of, you know, prophecy from their flesh or from their own soul. Okay. And so sometimes it could be, you know, just an error, lack of maturity, or they may need some soul healing. And so for me, most of the time now, I can tell my spirit would kind of like shift a little bit, like, ooh, something don't sound right or something ain't right over here, right? When I'm hearing someone giving a word. And so for me, I try my best. Well, I don't do it. I don't do it. I don't go past what God is telling me. And God is testing me in that area too. I've had dreams of people coming to me saying, oh, I need a prophetic word. I'm like, no, come over here. I ain't got nothing for you. And when I say that, what I'm saying is the people will try to push you or try to manipulate you to give them a prophetic word. And God was testing me to make sure and to let me see where I was in that area. And I passed. Hey, I passed. Okay. And I've had it happen before too, from family to call me. Well, I could tell like they're looking for a word to confirm what they already want to do. And I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Okay. Number five, give it time. Sometimes we need to just wait. Okay. Sometimes it's about, you know, waiting on the Lord and hearing what he has to say. And if the word does not come to pass, or you don't see any fruit of that word trying to manifest, the person who gave the word is either in error or it's not time. And so this is where it goes back to you asking God questions about that specific word that you're receiving or you're hearing. Because if it is from him, you need to ask him, okay, God, timing, like when should this be happening? You know, what should I be doing now to prepare, you know, for this word? Okay. And then number six here is one of the primary ways Okay. That's all I have for that one. All right. And so I'm going to go into part three. I definitely feel, you know, led to give you guys some red flags when it comes to hearing prophetic words from people. And so one of the things is the primary purpose of the prophetic ministry is to draw you back to Jesus Christ. Okay. That's just the first level. But I've definitely seen false prophets, false teachers, false apostles who say Jesus, But underneath it, their actions, their fruit is showing that they want to draw people to themselves to gain money, to gain fame, to gain popularity, to have power and authority over people. And so that's just the first level, okay? Y'all, people are deceived, like, left and right. Like, I look at social media, and I see people who have, like, a million followers. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. People are so deceived because they see miracle signs and wonders going forth, and they feel like, oh, my God, this person is, you know, operating in miracle signs and wonders, so it must be God. That's not true. So last year, the year before last, I did a whole teaching called Are You Spiritually Deceived on my YouTube channel. So if you want to look at that to gain more, you know, clarity on that, to see if you are spiritually, if you are spiritually deceived, make sure you go back and you watch that, okay? All right. So if you see a person who's always posting, you know, oh, this is an urgent prophetic word for you, or this is the word that God gave me for you, you're going to have, you know, houses, car, material things, and they never, ever, ever prophesy to your soul, like trying to nourish your soul or your spirit and point you back to Christ, to me, that's a red flag. That's a red flag because y'all, and for me, I'm not a prosperity minister at all, you know, at all. And honestly, I can't think of a time I've ever prophesied someone would have these things. It's always been related to their ministry, their soul, their relationship with God, like what's coming, what's ahead. But it has not been a prosperity gospel. It has not. Okay, the other thing is here, number three, are they displaying the fruits of the spirit, okay? Or are they operating in pride, arrogance, and pronouncing death on people consistently, okay? And so, of course, you look at Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, right? And all of us, you know, is a work in progress when it comes to these different gifts, I mean, different fruits of the Spirit. And so what I'm saying is, no, a person's not going to be perfect. They're not going to always, you know, just display all these things all the time because we're human. But are they exercising this fruit? Or they, do you see this fruit on them? I see people, honestly, who are accurate in prophecy, but they have a nasty attitude. And if I see that with a person consistently, it turns me off and I don't want to hear what they have to say. Because what happens is, if you continue to eat from that person's tree, eventually you will be just like them. And I've seen it. I've seen people who follow a certain person for a long, long, long period of time, and then I see them begin to be arrogant and to begin to be prideful. And the Lord has shown me this person act this way because they follow this other person. And this other person is truly, you know, correct in what they're saying. And so for me, I don't want to follow anybody who has, you know, this bad fruit, okay? I want to see some good fruit because what I eat, I become. What you eat, you become, okay? Remember that. All right. The next one here is, okay, there's a difference between encouragement and exhortation and prophetic words. So I see so many people say things like, oh, I have a prophetic word from God. And I listen and I'm like, no, that was encouragement. That wasn't prophecy. Remember, prophecy points you to what's future, the future, what's ahead, right? And encouragement is encouraging you in that moment about your situation. You know, that's why I'm very careful about what I title my videos. Sometimes prophecy do come forth in my videos, but you know, for the most part, it's not, I don't plan for what to happen. It just happens. But I want to encourage God's people. We are commanded to encourage one another. Okay. Let me give you an example of that. Okay. So for me, I remember one morning, this happens not one time, but several times throughout, you know, my ministry. Like, I remember one morning I woke up, the Lord said, I want you to call your aunt and speak life into her. Call her, and I want you to encourage her. And so I called her, and I'm like, hey, I'm like, you know, I said, the Lord told me to call you and encourage you, because we're close like that. And she began to, like, cry, and I'm like, begin to just, like, pray with her, speak life into her. And she needed that because she was going through a very difficult week. Okay. Very difficult week. I wasn't prophesying to her. I was giving her encouragement. Okay. Based on the word of God. Okay. And to remind her of what God's already told her. Like, God told you this and God told told you that, okay? So be encouraged, okay? And we all need that at some point. And so when you are encouraging and you are, you know, operating an exhortation unto God's people, that's not necessarily prophecy. It can turn into prophecy. It can, but it's not always the case. One of my friends, I've been friends for a long time, like my guy, maybe like 2 decades now. And she operates heavily in exhortation, and she knows that. And so every time I talk to her, every time I see her, which isn't often, she always encourages me, and it hit me right where I need it, like right in the core of my soul. And I'm like, girl, I'll be sitting here, my eyes be teary. And I'm like, girl, you better go somewhere now. Go get somewhere and sit down, girl. Listen. But she operates heavily in exhortation and encouraging God's people, okay? So it is a difference. So just be mindful of saying that everything is prophetic and when it's not prophetic, okay? But it can turn into prophecy. So it can be something small. Okay, I say I'm at the grocery store. And the Lord might say, okay, the person beside you, I want you to pay for their groceries today. Okay. And I do that. That would encourage them to know that God is thinking about them. That would encourage them to know that God, you know, has them on his mind. Right? It's not prophecy. It's exhortation. It's encouragement. Okay. All righty. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So pretty much saying continue to encourage each other until, you know, Christ come. Until Christ come back. Encourage each other. All right. So one more thing, let me see. I'm gonna go over it. We'll be done with you guys for today. So the next thing that I want to go over real quickly is there is a difference between conditional and unconditional prophetic words, you guys. Conditional means that if you do this, then God will do that. And so oftentimes, right, when we don't see, you know, prophetic words in our life come to pass, we can be frustrated with God or frustrated, but you have to go back and say, okay, what did God say I had to do in order for me to receive the blessing that come along with my obedience? Okay. And so that's an example of a conditional word, right? When you look at scripture, it says you shall reap a harvest if you don't give up. So the condition is do not give up, okay? And if you don't give up, what will happen? You shall reap a harvest, whatever harvest that God has promised you. That's a prime example, you guys, okay? And then some words are unconditional, meaning it's going to happen no matter what you do, no matter what happens. So an example of that is Christ Jesus, okay? His birth, his death, and resurrection was an unconditional prophecy. It was going to happen no matter what. That is called unconditional prophecy. All right. Let's go back to the conditional. So this came from 1 Kings 17, chapter 17, verses 2-4. It says that God spoke to Elijah to go hide behind the brook Cherith during a time of famine. And he said, if Elijah had not went and had done what God told him to do, he would have missed his feedings from the ravens. God promised him that he would feed him with, you know, through the ravens bringing him food daily, but he had to go behind that rock. If he didn't go behind that rock, you guys, he wouldn't have got fed. So Elijah was faithful to go behind the rock of Cherith, right? So God can feed him through the ravens. And so you have to look at those things, you guys. And like, I know some, you know, words, it takes time for some things to come to pass, you guys. Like, that's why I have my newest book I just wrote. It's drafted now. I haven't got back yet for me to edit it, look at everything, make sure it looks good. It's called Seize the Season. And in that book, you know, I did a series on that last year, it was, and the Lord told me to turn it into a workbook. So now it's a workbook, and it's also up now for pre-order. And I'm talking about the different things we go through each season of our life. It is so good, y'all. It is so, so, so good. And each chapter, it's 11 lessons and there are 11 seasons in there that God highlighted to me. It has questions specific to that particular season. Okay. And so I'll also put the link up here at some point as well, so you guys can check it out. But it's called Seize the Season. It's a workbook. And so that is all I have for as far as the teaching today. If you guys have any questions, whether it's now or it's later after I get off the live or whatever, feel free to post them in the comment section and I'll try my best to respond. And also be sure you guys follow me on my YouTube channel, because everything that I do, you know, live, especially on Instagram, it also goes up on my YouTube channel as well. And so be sure to go there and subscribe. You know, I've been meditating with the Lord about, okay, God, what else do you want me to, you know, start teaching on? Because it's like, he want me to like ramp up a little bit, just a little bit. I'm like, all right, God, now get, you know, but I do want to continue honestly to teach about, you know, the prophetic and really help people to understand prophecy, because it's needed. It is needed. You know, we in the hour, you know, deception has been here forever, but it is becoming increased, and people need to know how to discern and really how to hear God's voice. I've definitely received some requests from people about certain teachers like this now. Miss Birdie asked me to do one about dreams and visions, you know, what that looks like, to help you guys learn how to interpret your own dreams. But I definitely gonna be creating a book for that, or a workbook slash probably book too for that as well, because I've been having dreams since like 2009, like when I gave my life to Christ, like for real, that's where everything opened up for me. So when I gave God my full yes, that's where everything just like blew up for me, like when it came to my dream and visions, the prophetic. But over time, fast forward, it's 2024, I've had to go through my own process, y'all. I've had to be processed, tested, pruned, all of the above. Like, God tried to launch me out, you know, on YouTube. This was like maybe like 2017. Then rejection hit me really, really hard. And so I stopped. And so I feel so bad. And God was like, I still got space for you, you know, come back up here, you know. And I'm like, God, this is so many different things that came up to try to prevent me from going forth, okay? But I want to encourage you all to keep plowing, do what God's asking you to do. There's no assignment that's too small, that's not needed in the body of Christ or for the world, all right? So I'm going to look at you guys' comments real quick for any other questions you might have. And then I'll be praying us out. Yes, waiting for clarity is essential. It's a Kanisha, absolutely, on Instagram. Yes, Mr. Gentleman, my brother Eric said wisdom is in a multitude of counselors. That's right, brother. That's right. That takes humility, especially. Mm-hmm. This is good. Thank you, brother. Says, please continue to seek on your teaching on dreams and visions. Thank you. I will inbox you. Okay, Birdie, for sure. You can inbox me. You can inbox me. All right. And I do a teaching on that, too, in my program for certified Christian life coaches. Like, all my students have had a teaching on how to interpret dreams and visions for themselves and for other people. All right. So that's all I have. Look over here on Facebook and YouTube. This is Tatarian. Thank you so much, Sis. She's also one of the students that was a part of my program. She loved it. She's giving me so many, like, so much great feedback. And I thank God for her, her ministry, and for her encouraging me as well. So I appreciate that, Sis. Thank you, Sis. And then Dolores said, good word. Thank you so much. All righty. So I'm going to go ahead and pray us out, and I will see you guys again really soon. So Father, I just thank you right now, God, for this teaching today. Father, I pray that, God, that it has given your people clarity. It has given them insight. It has helped them, God, to be able to discern just a little bit more, a little bit better, Lord God, what to take in, what to digest, and what to throw away. And so Father, I pray, God, for those, God, who may be struggling in their faith, struggling, Lord God, to hear your voice, God. God, I pray that they will make room for you. They will make space to you, for you. They will seek you, God, with their whole heart, God, and wait on you to answer. God, I thank you, God, that you are so close to us right now, God. You are so, so close to us when you're waiting for us to invite you into every situation. So, God, we just thank you today. Thank you for just giving me clarity and giving me, you know, the boldness, Lord God, to come up for your people. So, God, we love you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. If I just stand, I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. So I want to end, and thank you all again for watching. See you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.